Next, number four, the App Store. I see two fundamental schools of criticism of the App Store. And I think the first school is that Apple is headed in the entirely wrong direction with the App Store, that they more or less need to turn around and go the other way. And by that, I mean the way that every single bit of third-party software that goes for the iPhone is funneled through the App Store with Apple's approval. And I don't think anybody who's reasonable or lives in the real world is endorsing the idea that Apple should scrap the App Store. Clearly, that's not going to happen. I think what this branch of criticism more or less wants is for Apple to do with the iPhone what Google has done with Android. When you go to the store and you buy an Android phone, you take it home, you take it out of the box, the only way to get third-party apps for it is to go through the marketplace, which is Google's App Store. But you can go to the system settings, and you go down, and there's a checkbox, and it says something along the lines of, allow apps from sources other than marketplace. And you check that, and it gives you a warning and says, you know, here's what that means. You click OK, and now at this point, you can install native Android apps that don't come through their official marketplace. And that's a great argument. And I think whatever the merits of that argument, and I think they are valid, my belief is that Apple is not going to do that. There's no way they're going to do it. And so I think from a practical perspective, the only practical way to criticize the App Store is the second school, which is not that they're headed in the wrong direction, it's that they're headed in the right direction, or at least a right direction, but they're a few degrees off course. And my concern about that is that so much of the criticism is that they're in the wrong direction. And I think Apple is convinced that they know they're in the right direction, that they just ignore all of the criticism because it's incompatible. There's absolutely no way that they're going to go the other way. And so that they're also ignoring this sort of course correction criticism. And by that, by what I mean by just a few degrees off course, the reason I think it's a problem is that even just a few degrees off course, if you're going really fast, and the App Store is clearly going really, really fast, it doesn't take long before you're lost, even just a few degrees off course. So what do I mean? Updates take way too long to ship. So somebody has an app, and if it takes 2 weeks for the first version to get through the approval process and get in the store, well, that's still a pain, but all right. But then when you issue bug fixes, and they take 2 weeks to get through, it's maddening. It's like going back to the days when software was shipped on floppy disks and CD drives, and you really, really, really had to go through this expensive, painful QA process to make sure that you had the least possible bugs in what you ship, because how do you get the updates to people? People didn't even have the internet, so they didn't even know there was an update that they would have had to somehow get on a floppy disk if they knew about it. But the App Store has sort of taken us back to that sort of mindset where you can't ship fixes as they come in, and it's very, very frustrating. I think that rejections from the App Store should only be for very obvious, glaring reasons. So, for example, the Google Voice thing, no way should that be rejected. The dictionary for, well, that was weird. The dictionary app that was rejected for the curse words. Never should have been rejected. Sorry about that. I think I got it. All right. Sorry about that. It should only be about quality control, not competition control. And I think that's clearly the line that they've crossed with some of these things that rubs people the wrong way. And I think in the long run is bad for Apple's business. The good news is, though, I think they're actually doing this. I almost didn't even include this as one of my issues because in the last couple of weeks, especially since Christmas, anecdotal evidence from people I know and from readers who sent me email at Daring Fireball suggest that since Christmas, the turnaround time for approvals has improved dramatically. And in some cases, I even heard from a developer who said he submitted a bug fix and it was in the App Store the next day. So I think Apple has, I don't know how they're doing it, because it seems to me like the scale is still growing, but it seems like they're throwing more and more people at it, and it is getting better. But the bottom line is that the App Store puts Apple in uncharted territory, and by that I mean On the one hand, iPhone OS is clearly like Mac and Windows, where it's got hundreds of thousands of software titles and tens of thousands, and probably soon 100,000 developers. But on the other hand, it's also a lot like console systems, like the Wii and the PlayStation and the Xbox, where all of the titles available for the platform are approved and licensed by the platform vendor. So there have been tightly controlled console platforms before, and there have been platforms with hundreds of thousands of apps and hundreds of thousands of developers, but there's never been a tightly controlled console system with hundreds of thousands of titles. So we don't know yet if this is sustainable. And if there's 150,000 apps in the App Store now, what's it going to be like in 2 years? And if it proves to be unsustainable, what's Apple going to do? Are they going to put their head in the sand and say, tough, or are they going to open it up? I don't know.